Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all doing was where did that come from? Hey everybody, what's going on, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? Oh man, you know what day it is? Guess what day it is? And the man is not even here on the phone to talk about this day. But hey, we got Granny Hulkster in the house.
Hello.
What are you?
Bless you.
What are you wearing? Take that cologne off, Granny Hulkster. Dang.
I don't have any cologne on.
Dang. Whatever it is, it's making me sneeze over the phone.
Well, it's not me, man. So.
All right.
You know, you were saying what day it is? It's Clint Davis's birthday.
That's right. Today is Clint Davis's birthday. And wouldn't you know it, MIA.
And I was all ready to sing happy birthday to him, too.
I know. We had all kind of people ready to sing. As a matter of fact, I'm putting that on Facebook right now.
Clint Davis, where are you?
Clint Davis, it's your birthday, so if I don't get my birthday off, then I think it's only fair that Clint Davis needs to be in here working on his birthday.
I agree.
So, Granny Hulkster, what you got up on your evil little mind today was?
Well, you know, I watched Monday Night Raw last night.
Well, I watched football.
Yeah, well, you know, my Chiefs won Sunday, so I was real happy about that.
Well, yeah, hey, man, there you go.
So, but even though I couldn't see the game Sunday, but I know my Chiefs won, so I'm very happy about that.
Oh, yeah, they won big time. There was no question about that big win. So, thoughts and prayers go out. Thoughts and congratulations, I should say, go out to our beloved KC Chiefs. So,
right.
tell me about the disaster that was Monday Night Raw.
Well, you know, the return of Goldust came back.
Right.
And the stipulation was that if Goldust could beat Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes would have his job back.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, there was no cheating or anything like that, but unfortunately, Goldust did not beat Randy Orton.
Right.
So Stephanie McMahon is walking in, you know, Goldust is in the back, and out pops Stephanie McMahon and saying, you know, Goldust, it's your fault. It's your fault that your brother did not get his job back. You know, you're to blame for this. You are a loser, blah, 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 blah. And then just right at the end, and she says, oh, by the way, tell your dad I said hi.
Tramp. What? Oh.
Yeah, if that's not bullying, I'm sorry. You know, blaming the guy because he could not beat Randy Orton, blaming the guy that Cody could not get his job back because Goldust lost. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just wrong.
Now, did I not hear that Edge was on the show last night, too?
Edge was on the show, and Triple H thought it would be good for business that if he would have Randy Orton as his guest on The Cutting Edge. Well, Edge decided to have Daniel Bryan as his guest instead.
Right.
Now, I did miss that part. I did not get to see that part, but Anthony was telling me a little bit about, you know, what happened there. I didn't get home right at the beginning of Raw, so I missed that part. But I do know that Edge was on there and Daniel Bryan was his guest. And so I'm not quite sure what all took place on that. But I do know Edge was on there last night.
Right.
Santino Marella made an appearance again against Antonio Cesaro.
Right.
And Santino was the victorious one. He did beat Antonio Cesaro.
With
now,
the Cobra.
You know, I tell you, it was, Cesaro grabbed the little Cobra and threw it out of the ring, but Santino actually got the win over Cesaro, but I tell you, there was one move where Cesaro picked up Santino and started spinning him around, and he kept going around and around and around and around. It was like 36 seconds, I think somebody said on Facebook today, that it just was, he looked like a carousel. He was going around and around. But, and I know Zeb Coulter was not very happy with the win that Santino got. Let's see here. Paul Heyman came out walking on crutches with supposedly his doctor from New York City and Curtis Axel. And, you know, he was talking to the rest of the WWE Universe saying that he was going to take some time off because he slipped on some water in the back and injured himself and blah, 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 blah. Well, here comes Brad Maddox with the WWE's physician. Makes Paul Heyman sit down in a chair and does a little clinical examination on him, only to find out that Paul Heyman really was not hurt, because out came CM Punk with a kendo stick and Paul Heyman goes running out of the ring, jumps the banister and runs to the back and disappears. So that was a whole farce right there. Fake. I mean, fake, fake, fake.
Fake, fake,
Paul
fake.
Heyman just did. Paul Heyman did not want to face CM Punk. Daniel Bryan had to face Dean Ambrose in the main event. And, of course, the Big Show had to sit at ringside and watch the match. And if he interfered in the match, Big Show would be fired. Well, Daniel Bryan did end up winning, beating Dean Ambrose, only for Randy Orton and The Shield just to gang up on Daniel Bryan. And Big Show is, like, smiling, and, you know, because Daniel Bryan won, and he was walking to the back, and here comes Triple H and Stephanie and telling Big Show that he needed to go down and hit Daniel Bryan and knock him out. You know, and so Big Show went back to the ring, but Daniel Bryan was not the one who got knocked out. It was Randy Orton. And at the end of the night, Daniel Bryan is standing in the middle of the ring, holding up the championship belt, going, yes, yes, yes. And basically that's how Monday Night Raw ended. In
good,
a nutshell.
Good.
But there's still the bullying going on, you know.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I refuse to watch it. As long as they're doing this bullying angle, you know, I refuse to watch it because it's irresponsible. It's, you know, that's basically it. It's irresponsible. I mean, you know, like we talked about last week, and, you know, they go around the country telling these kids, you know, say no to bullying, you know, don't be bullied, don't be the bully. And yet here they go in just about every single freaking storyline they can think of. They got the bullying going on. So, and you know, I'll watch TNA on Thursday night, but as long as WWE is playing this crap, I won't watch it. I don't care who the champ is. So, there we go.
Basically, that was R-Truth wrestled against Alberto Del Rio, and Rob Van Dam came out for a match, and basically, that was pretty much it in a nutshell, you know.
Right, right, right. Hey, guess who is in the chat room?
Well, I hope it's Clint Davis.
It's Clint Davis. He's in the chat room. Now, if we can just get him on the air, 347-326-9073. You know, he is getting older, so that, you know, that Alzheimer's is kicking in, and he might not have remembered the phone number. So, I even went and bought Clint a wheelchair today.
Did you know?
So I really didn't buy it. I actually borrowed it from Mama. I actually borrowed it from Mama Squirrel. So, but you know, now we got Clint a wheelchair, so he can't miss nothing. And he has a graduation to the scooter stage yet, because you know Granny Holster's the only one with the bad moto scoot around. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, you will never believe who is on the phone lines. It is the birthday boy, Clint Davis.
What up?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Clint Davis. Happy birthday.
That's okay. Just ruined my song. That's all right. Hello, Clint. Happy birthday.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
I'm fairly good.
What is this? Keeping up with it this morning. I had 100 happy birthdays on my Facebook page by 9:30 a.m. I was up all night, man. I was, you know, cleaning the house that way. You know, I was trying to stay busy this morning so that I could get busy tonight. But, you know, I got some friends that want to take me out for my birthday, and so, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do. And so I wanted to get all my stuff done this morning, that way tonight I can be freed up a little bit, and so that's kind of the way that's going down. But my alarm just went off here a little bit ago, and so here I am. I just got your message on Facebook too, and the answer is no. I'm sorry.
No, you're. What was the question? I don't remember the question.
You asked if I could start the show today, and I will not be able to because I was asleep. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I got back in time, so it's all good.
Well, that's good. What would you have going on?
How did you like your birthday message that I sent you, Clint?
I like that
perfection section.
Absolutely. I always like, getting a birthday from the perfection section, a group that I started. I loved it. And now you guys are carrying the torch.
That's right. Yes, I called in yesterday, and you weren't on, so I don't know if you ever came on the show yesterday or not, but I called in, and I apologized to Greg for not calling in Friday like I was going to, because with all the excitement at Tennessee Takeover Friday, I was talking to fans outside waiting to get into the show, and, you know, lost track of time. And so, I mean, lots of excitement Friday night there at Nashville, Tennessee. I loved it.
That's awesome. I'm glad it's doing so well.
I actually called in Thursday on my way to Nashville, too, by the way, you know, so.
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah. She was large and in charge down in Nashville. They treated her like Queen Elizabeth.
Like a queen. Now, that's good. Granny, when I was down in Nashville, so.
I'm checking my notifications. I'm up to 156 birthday posts on my page. And I'm trying to go down, you know, to squirrel down the page here and like them all. That way, you know, it's good. It would be hard to comment on everything, but, it's good to know that people are, you know, putting this kind of stuff on here. Kind of makes
you
feel good.
You are loved, brother. Come on now. You are loved.
A little bit, I guess. I could see that.
Can you feel the love?
Tonight.
No. La.
No, the Lion King song. Can you feel the love tonight?
Can you? Hey, we gotta run to a commercial real quick.
Oh, okay.
Everybody having fun? We're going to hang out. We're going to dedicate today's show to Clint Davis. Because it is Clint Davis's birthday. So we're going to dedicate the show to Clint Davis. But right now, hey, we got to hit a commercial, and we'll be right back on the Greatest Rules Show. Would help if I turned the commercial up.
Hey, open to men and women, Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Kootenai. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA. Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Kootenai. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
So how old are you now?
Huh?
How old are you now?
32.
So you're actually 1 year old, and this is just the 31st anniversary of your first birthday.
Yeah. That's it.
That's a way to look at it.
Yes.
Well, you know, just like Clint Davis's birthday, I saw something else that I think has only gotten better with time, even though it made me feel old last night. Last night saw the return of Arsenio Hall to TV.
I saw you keeping up with that last night. I was watching Facebook a little bit.
Oh, man, I was laughing. It felt so good. It felt like an old pair of shoes that were broken real good that you rediscover after a while. Because, you know, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear this music playing. And it was this, you would think after 14 years that he's been off the air, he would have came out with a new theme song and things like that. But no, it was the same theme song from the first Arsenio Hall show.
That's what people want to see, man. Think about it. If you had a chance to see WCW come back to TV, what would you want to do? Would you want to see, like, the NXT people on WCW, or would you want to see the return of the NWO, the return of the Luchadors, the return of Chris Jericho? I would want to see the old school stuff, you know? So, I mean, it's kind of good. Plus it gets a whole new generation and a half familiar with what Arsenio Hall, who he was and what he did. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, and it's like he admitted, he said, you know, he really didn't The main reason he quit the show when he did was because he was a single dad. And so he wanted to spend more time with his kids. And, you know how I feel about stuff like that. So you could appreciate the man stepping away from all the money he was making, all the popularity he had, to devote time to his kids. And, you know, so I think it's great that he's able to come back now. I mean, he had a Snoop Dogg. He had Chris Tucker. And the highlight of the night in my book, Paula Abdul. So
yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, so it is.
I hate to interrupt you. Somebody just invited me to Lost Beach to have bacon beer.
Bacon? That don't even sound good.
Now, you know, when I was teaching classes out there, I taught 20 waves. I taught probably over 1,000 people. And they knew that I was the bacon guy. I mean, I had one girl brought me a lanyard to hold my security badge in. She brought me a lanyard that said, "I love bacon." It had little fake bacon strips hanging down off the end of it. And, you know, people would bring me bacon sundaes from Burger King. They'd bring me big bacon cheeseburgers. They when I had potluck day, they would bring dishes with bacon. I had a guy that made a pot of mashed potatoes and put a bacon weave on the top of the mashed potatoes, just because,
wow.
You know, and so they know that I'm the bacon guy. I asked her when, she said right now, but that's not going to happen. I don't know if they're out there later. I may decide to go. Who knows?
Bacon. Well, man, I'm just glad. I'm just happy it's your birthday for you. So. There you are. It is what it is. And we're glad you're on the show. I missed you yesterday.
Well, I had every intention on being on here, but I kind of pulled the same deal. I had been sick over the weekend. I really had not felt good at all. And I was working on getting rehydrated. And yesterday, I finally got some real sleep. And so I ended up waking up at like 5:37, I think it was. And I just kind of the way it went down, I guess.
But you're through puking on the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, I had some Jehovah's Witnesses come to the door, and they were doing the whole, "Have you found Jesus yet?" And I went,
"Hey, there he is."
I hacked really loud, and these people are going to be gone from Lost Beach by 6 o'clock. I told them, I said, "I'm on a show until probably 6, 5:30, whatever." And they were like, "We'll be gone by then." Who is drinking right now? It's going to be done by 6
probably,
o'clock.
Hey, probably the fans of the Greg Squirrel Show.
I don't think they're probably waiting until the show's over to go have a cold one.
They're like, "Oh, God, man."
It's that guy with the birthday. He's back.
Man, you got your butt kicked this weekend.
With what?
There are football picks.
I did?
Oh, you stunk it big time, pal.
No way.
Clint, I am sitting here looking.
Well, what are they? I don't even know what they are yet. I need to start writing these down.
Well, here we go. I don't have the scores here in front of me.
Right.
But I do have the results. Broncos versus Ravens. Thursday night action. I had the Broncos. You had the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos won. Patriots versus Bills. We both got that one because we both picked the Patriots. Bears versus Bengals. I had the Bears. You picked the Bengals. Dolphins versus Browns. We both picked the Browns, but the Dolphins won. Vikings versus Lions. We both picked the Vikings, but Detroit won.
Wow.
Colts versus the Raiders. I had the Colts. You picked the Raiders. Saints versus Falcons. I had the Saints. You picked the Falcons. The Jets squeaked by Tampa Bay, and we both picked Tampa Bay.
Man, I was fixing to pick the Jets. Remember the conversation? I was like,
yeah.
I don't know why I was about to pick the Jets.
But anyway, Titans and Steelers. Titans won, but we both picked the Steelers.
Wow.
Seahawks versus Panthers. I had the Seahawks. You picked the Panthers. Chiefs destroyed the Jags, and we both picked the Chiefs. Rams versus Cards. I had the Rams. You had Arizona. Niners versus Packers. I had the Niners. You picked the Pack.
Well, Kaepernick went off, man.
Cowboys versus Giants. I had the boys. You picked the Giants.
Now, who saw that coming? They're playing in wherever Arlington, where Dallas, wherever the hell they play, and the Cowboys have never beat the Giants in their own stadium.
Oh, I know. And you talk about a weird ball game.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that was just a weird ball. I mean, first play out of the bag, and DeMarcus Ware has an interception. Coming, because, you know, Dallas switched defense. They went from the 3-4 to the 4-3. So DeMarcus Ware is now lining up in a down lineman, and he comes right off that corner. And here comes Eli going to flip it out there, and DeMarcus Ware intercepts it and runs it in for a touchdown. Very first play of the game, and Eli Manning had three interceptions in the first 5 minutes.
No, there was three turnovers in the first 6 minutes
well,
and 40 seconds, but two
well,
of those were fumbles.
Well, that's right. There's still three turnovers in the first 6 minutes. But
yeah,
still.
That was terrible. I mean, I've never seen the Giants with three turnovers in a game, let alone 6 minutes. I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I can't recall when it did, but dad gum, 6.5 minutes and three turnovers, that's bad. That's almost as bad as watching the Redskins last night until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and we both lost that one because we both picked the Skins. And then the Texans squeaked by San Diego. And believe it or not, you got a pick off. You got that one.
Yeah.
So Clint had three for this week. I had 10.
I mean, I only picked three games right?
Yep.
That is ridiculous.
So, we did do better on the college. Well, yeah. Actually, no, you didn't.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Oklahoma versus West Virginia. I had Oklahoma. You picked West Virginia for some ungodly reason.
That's
what
true.
Were you thinking?
Well, you know, West Virginia, you never know what any team in the Big 12 is capable of. Everybody likes to make fun of them, of the Big 12. There's as many teams in the top 25 in the Big 12 as there are in the SEC. And so, people are like, oh, little 12, they don't do anything. Yeah, okay, whatever. Just because people are and you're not in a conference. You either support a team or you don't support a team. I'm tired of these people around here, these Razorback fans in this area going, well, yeah, we're the SEC. No, you're not. You're a Razorback fan. You just happen to be in the SEC. You never won the conference. You've never done anything for it. So don't be claiming conference. And, you know, and it's kind of like that with the Big 12. You never know what's going to happen in a game like Alabama versus A&M this coming week. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm not even touching that game because it's a crapshoot.
Oh, well, I mean, this past weekend was just a perfect example of that when you had Texas getting beat by BYU, and then Texas turns around and fires their defensive coordinator.
I saw that. I was going to say that next. Just canned him. Just right off the jump.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even waste no time.
No.
So anyway, back to our picks. We both picked Arkansas versus Samford. And we both picked Miami over Florida.
Yeah, who won that game?
Miami.
Good. Can't stand Florida.
Yeah. Georgia beat South Carolina, and I picked Georgia. You went with South Kakalaka.
And Georgia won that game?
Georgia won.
Man, I'm glad they pulled something out because they were looking terrible the week before. I mean,
right. And then
they had it in them.
And then Notre Dame versus Michigan, and Michigan pulled that one out.
Right.
So, and I picked Notre Dame. So, in college football, I had 4 correct picks. You had 3 correct picks.
Wow.
On the season for college, I have 8 correct picks, and you have 5.
We'll have to change that this week.
Yeah. And of course, so on the NFL for the season, I have 10, you have 3.
Ten and three. I'm gonna have to start writing these down, man. It's just so hard for me to believe that I picked all these wrong. I can't believe I've done stuff like this. It's ridiculous.
Hey, man, we need to. What did she call back in for? Granny must have had to go. Granny Hulkster must have had to go answer a phone call because she called back in.
All right, let's start out with a college game for this.
Are we going to do that right now?
Oh yeah, we might as well. It's Tuesday.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me get down here where I care. Are we starting NFL or college first?
No, let's start college first.
All right. Hold on. Let me pull up the college sheet. All right. Hold on a minute.
Wait.
See, I keep track of this stuff because I'm good like that. All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's start out with. Number 16, UCLA against number 23, Nebraska.
I'm going to have to go with UCLA. Man, did you hear their coach go off on the news reporter?
No.
tragedy. A freshman player for UCLA was killed in a car accident Sunday morning. And so the coach, who is the coach out there? I can't remember his name. Jim Mora Jr., who's the coach for UCLA. He's given an interview, and one of the press people's phone go off. And so here's this coach trying to talk about this player. And here's this imbecile in the background. You can hear him talking on his cell phone. And Mora goes off. He says, "Can you not please show some freaking respect?" And the guy's like, "Oh, coach, I'm sorry. You can go on now." Oh, and he's like, "You don't tell me when I can go. I'll go when I feel like going. And I'm getting out of here." And he got up, walked out.
Man,
five minutes, and he was out of there. I mean, and you can't blame him. I mean, here he is trying to talk about one of his players who was just killed on the talk in a car accident, and he's trying to talk about the other players on the team how this is affecting them, and here's this idiot going off. I hope the guy lost his job personally.
Yeah, I'd fire a guy like that in a heartbeat.
So,
I mean, you're a reporter, and your job is to, or whatever you are. I mean, it's not that you're interviewing the guy, but it's that he's doing a press conference, and you're trying to bring a story back to your job so that you can keep your job, and you ruin it. I would fire him.
Yeah. So anyway, I think they're going to. This is one of those games that can go either way. They can be. You know, of course, there's going to be a lot of emotions going into this game, and they can either come out there and just blow up Nebraska, or they can be thinking too much on it and get blowed up by Nebraska. So, I'm going to have to go with UCLA on this one.
I am, you know, even though it's in Nebraska, I'm going to have to go with UCLA too, because, you know, people don't give this Pac-12 football, they don't give it enough credit. And, you know, teams like UCLA and teams like Stanford and Cal and people like that, I mean, they can play some football, and people don't notice that because they're busy watching one specific conference and thinking that this is it's like a monopoly or something. But, you know, they can play football out there, so I'm going to go with UCLA.
Yeah. All right, game two.
We have to do this. We got to go ahead and touch the Alabama at Texas A&M game. Alabama ranked number one, Texas A&M ranked number six.
Bama.
You know, it's tough to win in College Station. It's hard to win there. And so I am going to, I just don't know what Alabama's got. I mean, yeah, they've got their quarterback, but they've lost a ton of people, and you know, I don't get why they're ranked number one already, but I'm going to have to go with the A&M with the upset again.
All right. Game matchup number three.
You know, there's just not a whole lot of good, close, ranked. There's not a whole lot of good stuff like that. Ole Miss at Texas. I mean, Ole Miss is number 25. Texas is now obviously unranked. And they're 1-1. Ole Miss is 2-0, of course, in the SEC. And
well, I'm going to step out. I'm going to go with Texas on this one.
That's interesting. They're playing at Texas, but I'm going to have to roll with Ole Miss. I think it's about their time to start making a comeback. They haven't done anything significant since Eli Manning was there. And even then, they really didn't do much. But I might have to go with the Ole Miss. I say they move up in the rankings, and Texas just keeps getting worse.
Okay. How about Arkansas at Southern Miss?
Oh, Southern Miss is 0-2. You know what I mean? Arkansas is 2-0. They're playing at home. I gotta roll with the Pigs.
And I got a funny feeling if things work out, I'm going to be at that game.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, the stadium's only 15 minutes from my house.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, all right, Oklahoma, who do they got this weekend?
Tulsa, they've got Tulsa.
Oh, Lord. Do we want to waste time on this one?
Not really.
All right. Well, I'm going OU style.
I am too, so I guess we go ahead and write that down. We'll go all right. Oklahoma.
Well, that's our five for this week.
Wait, I got one more.
Okay.
Another SEC matchup, Mississippi State at Auburn.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, Mississippi State is 1-1. Auburn is 2-0, and they're playing at Auburn.
I'm going to go with the Gus Bus.
All right, I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, Gus Malzahn, who's the new coach at Arkansas, he was kind of the creator of the Wildcat offense.
Right.
Nobody ever thought of the Wildcat offense until they saw Gus Malzahn. And so they've it's just always been nicknamed the Gus Bus when he was in junior high. Coaching, he ran this. When he was in high school, he ran it. When he went to Arkansas, even though he was just a token boy under Houston Nutt, they ran they changed it to the Wild Hog. And then when he went to Auburn, then to Arkansas State, now he's back at Auburn as head coach. So they've always just called him the Gus Bus, because everywhere the man's coached, the man's won. So.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Auburn.
Going with Auburn. Yeah, I got to roll with Auburn. They're at home, and sometimes they're just impossible to beat at home. So I got to roll with that too.
But, yeah, I wanted to bring this story up before we swing away from the college and start working on the pros. I wanted to bring this up. I heard a real neat story coming out of Michigan. Michigan reinstated one of their retired numbers.
What?
Number 98, I believe is the number, was the very first Heisman Trophy winner for Michigan, a guy named Tom Harmon. And if the name sounds familiar, his son is Mark Harmon of NCIS on TV.
Right.
And so the quarterback, this is the first time in like forever that a college quarterback is going to have a high number like that. But apparently they went to the NCAA. They said, hey, we are wanting to do this, a new honors program, and our quarterback has requested to wear number 98. So I forget the quarterback for Michigan's name, but for the remainder of his college career, he's going to be wearing number 98 in honor in honor of Tom Harmon.
I don't agree with that. Just the same way I don't agree with somebody wearing number 3 in NASCAR. I don't agree with that.
Yeah. That number is coming back next season.
It is, and that's a little disappointing.
Yep.
I'm not a NASCAR fan, but, same way if I wasn't a basketball fan, if I didn't know anything about basketball, I wouldn't want somebody wearing number 23 for the Bulls. You don't say somebody who was one of the greatest ever and have somebody else put their number on. You just don't do that. It's like wearing somebody else's underwear. It just ain't working. Or sharing socks.
What if we... Never mind.
Nope. I've got a story here for you. I don't know if you've seen this. There's a guy I think should be kicked out of professional football. I think he should be banned for life. He is a dirtbag. He's trying to injure people. He's a lowlife. And he was fined $100,000 by the NFL for his hit on Viking center John Sullivan during Sunday's game. They're saying that he will not be suspended. When are they going to get rid of this guy is my question. I mean, he was penalized for violating Rule 12, Section 2, Article 5, Alpha, which prohibits blocks below the waist by players on either team after a change of possession. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I don't get that because he was a dirtbag in college. Hell, he almost killed. Who was our quarterback before Ty Wilson?
Mallett.
Yeah, he almost killed Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, but Mallett's a toothpick. Anybody could almost kill him.
Well, that is true. I mean, all right. Yeah, I saw that. And you're right. Dominic Sue, he was a dirtbag in college. He's a bigger dirtbag making money. So, I mean.
Well, he's losing money now. It's $100,000.
Well, yeah,
he was fined $30,000 last season for unnecessary roughness because he kicked Houston Texans quarterback Matt Schaub in the groin area. Did you see that when he stomped when Matt Schaub was on the ground? He got up and stomped him right in the stuff. He was suspended for 2 games in 2011 after he stomped on Green Bay's Evan Dietrich Smith. I mean, this guy, he's just out to injure people. You don't take cheap shots and low blows and all that kind of stuff. This guy's got anger issues. He's the next Aaron Hernandez. I guarantee you, he's going to do this off the field one of these days. He's going to kill somebody.
What's going to happen is he's going to do that someday, and somebody's going to kick him right back.
No, somebody's probably going to shoot him because there's people that don't put up with crap like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Somebody's going to kill this guy if he doesn't look out.
Yep. All right, let's get to the pros.
All right, let me, where am I? Let me flip over. Let's hit some scores here.
Flip on over there. Sun baby,
also,
flip on over.
Hey, there is a wide receiver, and I don't remember this guy's name, but he was subbing in for Danny Amendola. Danny Amendola had with the Patriots. He had a little groin injury there. and Shane Vereen's on the injured reserve. This is just for the fantasy football folks. Danny Amendola is, they're saying right now, he is unlikely to play. And I can't remember the guy who subbed in for him, but whoever the guy was became Tom Brady's number one target and put up all kinds of points this week. So if you're in fantasy, look up who this Patriot. I'm fixing to go look it up. That way we can talk about it here in a minute. The Patriots wide receiver who scored all the points. And I'm almost there. We can stay on subject here. I see New England. Julian Edelman is the wide receiver. Put up 7 receptions, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. Had a kickoff return for 32 yards. And I believe he's going to be in for, what's his name, for Amendola.
Right, right.
So Julian Edelman, if you're there,
Julian enemy for all of our fantasy junkies out there. I forgot what I was going to say. For all you fantasy junkies out there, there is your fantasy update.
Yeah, we're going to try to hit some fantasy updates here and there whenever we can, but that's the way it's all supposed to go down. All right, week 2. Let me check my NFL scoreboard here. Thursday's game. this is already, we were both going to pick the same thing on this one. The Jets at the Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots. There's no way that the Jets defense, I don't know how they, who did they play this past week? I can't remember.
The Jets played
Tampa Bay. I don't know how they kept Freeman and the boys.
Point.
Yeah, I don't know how they kept them from scoring so many points, but man, whatever it is. Also, with another fantasy deal here, Shane Vereen has been their running back guy. So if you could pick up New England's backup running back, then you're going to score some points this week because he'll get some touches.
And I know this is not – I know this isn't fantasy related, but did you hear who Jacksonville is considering bringing in as their backup?
Backup quarterback?
Yep.
No.
Tebow.
Well, they need to make him their starting quarterback. I've got Cecil Shorts on my team and Maurice Jones-Drew on my fantasy squad. I started these two idiots. They put up like 5 points apiece. You're looking for a wide receiver and a running back to put up like 25, 30 points, something like that. These guys put up 5 points apiece. I'm about to bring people in and drop them is what I'm fixing to do.
Right, right, right.
Jacksonville's terrible. They're terrible.
Yeah. All right. Here we go back to the picks.
Game number 1 on Sunday, Rams at the Falcons.
Are you sure about that?
And that's what's on the scoreboard. This is for ESPN, NFL.
For week 2?
Yeah. Rams and the Falcons.
I'm showing Rams and the Cowboys.
No, Rams and the Falcons.
What am I looking at then?
I have no idea, but the Cowboys are at the Chiefs this week, so.
They must All right, I'll go with you.
Yeah, so, Rams and the Cowboys is week 3. That's September 22nd. We're on week 2.
Okay, they must have their stuff screwed up.
What are you looking at, Yahoo?
Yeah. They got the same schedules posted 2 weeks in a row. Okay. So I'm following you, big guy.
All right, Rams and Falcons.
Falcons.
I'll go with the Falcons, too.
All right, hold on. And we're both going ATL. Clint, ATL. All right, game 3.
Panthers and the Bills.
You know, I think I'm going to have to go with Buffalo on this game based off their performance against New England?
Okay. You know, the Panthers looked pretty good this past week, so I'm going to roll with the Panthers.
All right.
They lost. I mean, both these teams lost, but still, they had some good things that went right.
All right. Next victim.
Next victim is Vikings at the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, the Bears on this.
You know, I'm always going to go with the Bears, so. Unless they're playing the Cowboys, then I'll go with the Cowboys.
Unless they're in the Super Bowl.
All right. Next game.
Redskins at the Packers. Both teams lost. They're both 0-1. Redskins at the Packers.
Skins.
You're going Skins? Who's breathing in the phone?
That's Granny Hulkster.
Granny Hulkster. Sound like there's a hurricane going on up there.
It's a twister.
Sorry.
It's a twister.
I thought I was muted, so.
Oh, no, you're
No, you're live and in living color. So you're going with the Pack.
I'm going with the Pack at home against the fumbling and bumbling Redskins.
All right, next game.
Dolphins at the Colts.
Oh, I'm going Colts.
Yeah, I'll go Colts, too. That's a pretty stout pick.
All right, next victim.
Cowboys at the Chiefs.
Oh, man.
I know, right? Chiefs are good. Jamal Charles, 16 carries, 77 yards, one touchdown. Alex Smith, 21 for 34 last week, 173 yards, two TD passes. But you got to look at the other side. Nobody rushed for any touchdowns here with Dallas, but Romo was 36 for 49, 263 yards, two touchdowns. Somebody had to have rushed for a touchdown. They just don't have the stat on here.
Wow. I am going to go with Papa Squirrel's going to kill me. But I'm going with the Chiefs.
Woo! I'm going with the Cowboys. I say they open up 2-0.
All right. Next game.
Chargers at the Eagles.
Got to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles looked way too stout. I mean, they did some things wrong, but Vic was 15 for 25, 203 yards, two touchdowns. Yeah.
All right, next game.
Browns at the Ravens. The former Browns against the current Browns, I guess you could say.
Ravens.
You know, Brandon Whedon looked pretty good for Cleveland. Trent Richardson didn't do jack squat. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Baltimore at home on this one.
All right. Next victim.
Titans at the Texans.
I'm going to go Houston on this one.
Okay. Let's go with they're at home. Yeah, Jake Locker for the Titans. He only threw for 125 yards last week in a win. Zero TDs. That's terrible stats. So I'm going to say Houston. Matt Schaub was 34 for 45, 346 yards, three TD passes. I'm going to roll with him.
All right. Next.
The Lions at the Cardinals. This is going to be a tough one here.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to rushing. All right. You got Matt Stafford, who's 28 for 43, 357 yards, two TDs last week. Carson Palmer was 26 for 40, damn near the same stats, 327 yards, two touchdowns. I think it's going to come down to who can run the ball. You got Rashard Mendenhall, ran the ball for the Cardinals, 16 carries, 60 yards, no touchdowns. You've got Reggie Bush, who ran the ball, 21 carries, 90 yards, zero TDs, but he received four passes for 101 yards and one touchdown. So I think it's going to come down to whoever can utilize their running backs. So I'm going to have to roll with Detroit on this. The Reggie Bush show came into town and last week and just blew it up.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I was sitting there thinking the same thing, that, you know, Reggie's in there, and I flat forgot Reggie's up there.
I did too. I don't even think I knew. I don't even think we talked about something like that.
So, yeah, I think good call, Detroit over Zona. Next.
Next is going to be the Saints at the Buccaneers.
Saints.
I'm going with the Bucs on this one.
Oh, man, I don't. Normally, I would probably go with Tampa Bay because I like Tampa Bay. But, I mean, Sean Payton is back calling the ball at New Orleans. And them boys are just a freak of nature when Sean Payton's back on the sidelines and calling the plays. So I'm definitely going with New Orleans.
Now, here is the battle of the BS going on this week. Jaguars at the Raiders.
I'm going with the Raiders.
I am too. And the reason why is because of the passing game. It's going to be a high-scoring game. It's going to be a high-scoring game. They both have terrible defenses. That doesn't mean their offenses are any better, but you know, when you've got terrible defenses, you're going to have some high scoring stuff going on.
And plus you got to look at the performance that who's the quarterback for Oakland. The performance he had Saturday or
Terrell Pryor, 19 for 29, 217 yards, one touchdown.
Yeah,
he also rushed. Terrell Pryor also rushed for 13 carries, 112 yards.
I mean, so there you go. I mean, I just hope, you know, and I'm going to step out there and say this because I've always referred to Oakland as quarterback hell because it seems like every good quarterback they've had out there has always ended up getting hurt. But I hope I hope Oakland will get a line somewhere, get some linemen out there that will get that quarterback some protection so he's not taking those big shots, you know. But it sounds like the guy can scramble, so that may not be an issue.
Yeah, but they need – you know, the reason why he's scrambling, dude, is because they don't have a good offensive line. So, the whole problem there. I mean, if he had time in the pocket – I mean, he would have thrown for more than 217 yards. He wouldn't have to rush for over 100 yards. You don't want your quarterback rushing for any 50 yards. That's great. You know, whatever. That's a couple of scrambles, maybe some good reads up the middle. 112 yards, that's like Darren McFadden's not doing a damn thing. My offensive line is getting me rushed every time, so I got to run it. That's desperation.
Right.
Unless you're RG3 or Michael Vick, and then you can run it whenever you want. But this guy's Terrell Pryor, and he plays with the Raiders, so we're not talking about greatness here.
Exactly. Well, anyway, like I say, that's what I'm basing. I'm basing my performance off of Pryor. I'm basing my pick off of Pryor.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, next game,
and it's the Jags. So
yeah, I know, and they're at the Raiders too. So.
Yeah, they're in the black hole.
No, next game is Broncos at the Giants. We got Peyton versus Eli.
Ooh.
I'm going with the Broncos. I don't care what anybody says.
No, yeah, I agree. Got to go with Big Brother.
Peyton Manning last week.
Went nuts.
They both went 27 for 42. Peyton threw for 462 yards. Eli threw for 450 yards. So only a 12-yard difference. But Peyton threw for 7 touchdowns, and Eli threw for 4.
Yeah.
Peyton, first game out of the bag, and he just, like, going eight bonkers.
Right.
So, yeah. Definitely have to go with Peyton.
49ers at the Seahawks.
Ooh.
Another good one.
I'm going to have to go with Seattle.
Why is that?
I like the colors. I don't know. Just something tells me to go with Seattle. I'm on the show, lady. Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. I've been getting blown up here. People want to have conversations.
Yeah, but it's your birthday, so.
Well, I know, but it's not even about my birthday.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of about my birthday, but just.
All right. Just anyway, something just tells me to go with Seattle.
Something tells me to keep rolling with the Niners and don't ever bet against Colin Kaepernick. Look, he was throwing the ball like crazy, too. This guy, he threw for 412 yards. The only other people that did that, the Manning brothers.
Show off.
Over 400 yards this guy threw, three touchdowns. Frank Gore rushed 21 times for 44 yards. Didn't have much to do. Anquan Boldin, it was the Anquan Boldin show with the 49ers, 13 receptions. 208 yards, one touchdown. So, Niners all the way.
All right, next one.
Monday Night Football, we've got the Steelers at the Bengals. Crap one against crap two.
I'm gonna stick my neck out for the Bengals. If I was to have a NFL coach man crush,
oh my God,
it's Mike Tomlin, because he is feisty. I love Mike Tomlin to death. Just something about his attitude and personality. I wish more coaches had his attitude.
Right on.
So I'm going with the Bengals. As much as I like Tomlin, I'm going with the Bengals.
I was going to say, you're singing praises to the Steelers coach and you're rolling with the Bengals. I'm going to go with the Bengals too, just because, Andy Dalton outplayed Ben Roethlisberger last week by far. They've got a clear-cut receiver, A.J. Green. You can't beat that guy. And they've got a running game, so
yeah.
I think.
And Pittsburgh, they were hit by the injury bug pretty bad this past weekend, too.
See, I didn't keep up with that, so I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I know one player, their starting center, is out for the remainder of the season. Going to have knee surgery.
Oof.
And so there was one or two more injuries that they had, but I can't. The one I remember the most is their center.
Yeah.
So there we go.
And that's it, folks. There's our picks for the week.
There's our picks. That's it. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, sing happy birthday to Clint Davis, we highly encourage that.
Oh, no, don't do that. Let's not do that.
Oh, come on.
No, what do I do without the singing? I'm good.
What do you think, Granny Hulkster?
I think somebody should call in to sing happy birthday to him.
No, you guys have done it. It's all good to go. I don't even know how much.
I didn't even get to finish singing happy birthday to you, Clint.
I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to be on, because I'm expecting phone calls from the kiddos and my parents, and you know what I mean. So I would just have to bolt anyway.
Fine, baby. Hey, what's wrong with George Zimmerman?
Nothing. that stupid wife of his is trying to get him in trouble because all she did was lie about him, and then she turned around and lied about him again, saying he brought a gun to her house, and then changed her story all of a sudden. It was like, well, I didn't really see a gun, and then the cops were like, all right, we can see what's going on here. The guy just gets a bad rap for what happened, but no, it was a complete farce. The whole story was nothing but a gigantic lie.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't see all that, so...
Nothing wrong with the guy, period. He used his Second Amendment rights like he's got every right in the world to against that one, that kid, and, whatever. I mean, people were only mad because he was a kid. If he was a 50-year-old man peeping inside windows and stuff, and he attacked him and he killed him, nobody'd say anything.
Hey! Did you hear about our buddy, our pal, our friend, Katina Killswitch Catron?
I've heard some things, but I don't know specifically what you're talking about.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, Friday night, she went and dominated to become the XFN champion.
I saw pictures of that, yeah.
So that is two championship belts.
You know, David Grayson was trying to get me up there to for that event, and had I not been under the weather, I'd have been there in a heartbeat.
Right. I hadn't heard any. I know Micah Stockton won his title fight, but I did not hear about Grayson, how he turned out.
I don't know if I can't remember if I did either. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
But, we had that event in Tulsa. Saturday night, I was up at Joplin, Missouri. Just had a blast up there. Kind of made me remember, but it just kind of made me realize how much I miss ring announcing boxing. Because that was the first time in almost 7 years that I had announced a boxing event. So it was fun. It was very
cool.
Fun. So
that's good. I'm glad you could go up there and enjoy that.
Look forward. We got to remember to mention our boys up there at Carthage, Missouri, Cage of Honor. That's coming up here in a couple of weeks. So big shout out to those guys. And as always, the worst. And we need the fighters. We can only get a hold of so many promoters. But we need the fighters that listen to the Greg Squirrel Show. Let these promoters know that, hey, if you get the Greg Squirrel Show your information, we'll make sure to pimp your show or pimp your event, promote your event. Sorry.
Okay.
Women don't like the word pimp.
They don't. It's a fact. Right. Proven fact.
That was brought to my attention Saturday night. So
yeah,
we are getting better at excluding the word pimp.
Oh, did somebody say something at the event?
Yeah, yes, somebody said something. You do not need to be saying pimp. No matter what it is, don't be saying the word pimp. So
wow.
I said, okay, Amy, I will not say the word pimp no more.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I went and weighed myself on my little diet thing I'm doing.
Down 10 pounds.
No, almost. I'm down 6.
Oh.
Started at 265, and when I weighed myself yesterday, I was down to 258. So I am slowly shrinking away. And all my clothes are saying, yes!
Well, that's good.
I might be able to fit back in that wrestling spandex.
Ooh.
Oh,
spandex.
Sorry. Not the spandex. Hey, we got birthdays. We got my friend Jody. Happy birthday, Jody. She is years old. And we got some guy named Clint Davis who is years old.
32.
And we got a real sweet friend of mine. Her name's Pam. I've known Pam forever. Her birthday's not listed for some reason, or her age. So we're just going to wish Pam a happy birthday. Also, we got to mention these people who are tuning in: Cindy, Diane, Clint, Eric, Patsy, Jackie, Arnell, Jana, and Delinda. They are all tuning into the show. That kind of freaks me out. I wish it would show more who's actually listening, because I keep looking, and we got our friend Amy. So I mentioned Amy. Okay. So, you know, when we go in and we can look at the stats, I wish it would tell us who's listening, because it just tells us how many listeners that were live listeners that we're getting. You'll be surprised how many live listeners we are actually getting every day, even though they don't call in or text or anything. We just have the chosen few that like to be at audience participation section of the show.
We're up to 169 happy birthdays on my timeline. You were number 168, Squirrel.
Oh, thank you. 168!
Yep, you were 168.
Sorry. I wanted to be number
one.
I wanted to be number one. But
Number one happened at 12:01 a.m., trust me.
Well, there you go.
It started early.
There you go.
You would have had to have been up all night for that one.
I was up that late. You know, don't be fooled. You know, I was up that late.
Cool.
Up watching the new Arsenio Hall show.
There you go. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, they still got guys. They still got them going. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And they got the Posse 2.0. So there we go.
Cool.
Let's see. I'm posting some stuff here. I still got to learn to multitask. All right.
I got to tell you a couple of funny things, Clint, that happened Friday night down there at Nashville.
All right.
John Saxon came out for his match against John Omari. I don't know if you remember John Omari and Big Mike. They used to be part of the Empire. He wore the fanny pack with the water thing, you know. He was the black guy. Anyways,
I never saw anything about the Empire. It's been about a year since I've been out of the loop.
Yeah, well, anyways, John Omari and Big Mike, they used to be at TCW. Well, they were there at Nashville Friday night, and of course John Saxon comes out to wrestle against John Omari, and of course he sees me and he comes over and he gives me a hug. He says, "Oh, there she is," and gives me a hug and a kiss like he always does. Well, there was this lady and her son a couple rows back, and of course, this was their first TCW show ever in their lives, and they didn't know who to root for. And so she saw John Saxon give me a hug and kiss, and she says, she told her son, she says, "Oh, we've got to root for him. That must be his mom." So, and that's what she told me. So after the show, John Saxon was talking to this lady and her son, and I said, "John, this is a lady that thought I was your mama." He put his arm around me and hugged me. He told that lady, he says, "You know what? I'd be proud to have this lady as my mama right here." And Lance Hoyt, you know, he came out for his match, and of course you know how he likes to shake the banisters and things like that, you know. Well, I had my posters, you know, kind of weaved in, you know, the railing, you know, there on the banister or the thing, and he shook that, and part of my posters went flying one way, part of my posters went flying the other. So after the show, we saw him and Tommy Dreamer at Waffle House, you know, get something to eat, you know, and I was talking to Lance for a few minutes. I said, "Yeah," I said, "I can't believe what you did, you know." And then I said, "My posters, you know," "those were all your posters that went flying everywhere?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, that makes it that much more funnier." And, of course, Dan Severin, he was there. I actually got to meet Dan Severin Friday morning in the lobby at the hotel where we were all staying at. When he first came in, I got to talk to him for a few minutes and that morning. And then
I, of course, I saw him at the show, and then he was getting ready to walk out of Waffle House when we were walking in, and I walked in, and he's like, he opens his arms wide open. He says, "Granny," and he gives me a hug. He says, "We got to stop meeting like this. People are going to start talking."
Yeah, no joke.
But it was a good show. I mean, the Rock and Roll Express was awesome. And of course, my son had to tell Robert Gibson that I'd had a crush on him when I was younger. You know, and of course, Robert Gibson is only 4 years older than I am. Yes, yes, yes. I did. Robert Gibson was my favorite rock and
you
roll
did what?
Express guy.
Wait. Oh.
What? I told you that yesterday, Greg.
No.
Did I tell you that?
Just the way you worded that kind of sounded a little bit risque.
Well, no. Anyways, Anthony told Robert Gibson that I had a crush on him when I was younger, you know. And like I said, Robert Gibson is 4 years older than I am. Well, anyways, Robert Gibson, he thought that was very sweet, you know. He thought that was very sweet. So, but it was a good show.
Hey, I've got an update here, Squirrel, on this story that you posted about this mother who left her baby in a hot car.
Yeah.
A girl I grew up with here said that there were some friends of hers who were at the Walmart. And they saw the mother in the checkout line, and she was purchasing a pregnancy test and beer.
Oh, great.
And that's when they'd been calling her over the loudspeaker for 20 minutes, and she never said anything. So, you know, they need to look at, this case and take that baby away.
No, that picture's appropriate then, is she's in Walmart buying beer while her kids are out there suffering in a 98-degree car.
Well, a pregnancy test and beer. I mean, who thinks they're pregnant and is drinking at the same time and leaving their baby in a hot car? That's ridiculous.
Losers!
Yeah, big time.
The people of Walmart appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, 347-326-9073. Can we run our commercial again?
Yeah.
I'm actually cool that we got a commercial now.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that we got at least one commercial now. What do you think, Clint?
I don't have one, but I got some that I do. I just talk about my sponsors and things like that. Maybe one of these days I'll put one together for my show.
Well, yeah, I was able to get that. You know, Labor Day weekend, I was over at Tahlequah, and I had a chance to go by Battleground and their new training facility over there. And so he says, "Hey, Greg, we would love for you to play our commercial." I said, "Okay, George." And so they emailed it to me, and there we go.
That's awesome.
So at least we got one commercial. There, matter of fact, they're having their tryouts here soon.
That is, yeah, coming up. 17th, right?
I believe so. I don't have the information here in front of me. But, yeah, anybody out there who's been interested in pursuing a career in the world of martial arts fighting, then here is your opportunity. If you live in the Tahlequah, Oklahoma area, jump on over there and check them out. Because they will hook you up.
And the good part is they have champions that come out of that place. So it's not like you're just going there to play tiddlywinks on a Friday night or train, you know, do whatever, do some cardio. I mean, they'll train you to be a champion out there.
Can you believe that at this point last year, Catherine, the Phoenix Grasshopper, weighed over 200 pounds?
No.
Yes. Five kids.
Wow.
And look at her.
Wow. You know, I honestly don't know much about Grasshopper. I got a friend request from her one day and accepted it, and I haven't done as much reading on her as I probably should have by now.
Oh, sweet girl, and I mean, coming out of that, you know, she was actually working the corner for Kathina, the Kill Switch patron, in her title
fight. You gotta be careful how you say that. You can't say somebody's been working the corner and then pause. That sounds terrible.
Tell me about it. But anyway.
Working the corner for Kill Switch.
Working the corner for the Kill Switch. And, I mean, and I think that's the best thing for her, you know. Hang around Kathina, because Kathina, you know, she's been fighting with Invicta up there in Kansas City. She holds, I think it's their flyweight title, their women's flyweight championship. And now she's got the XFN title. I mean, this Kathina Catron is going somewhere. And if there are any MMA fighters who are looking for a good, positive role model, I highly recommend Kathina Catron. Because, I mean, just a sweet girl. We sat out there in front of their training facilities, probably me, her, Grasshopper, and some of the other fighters. We probably sat out there just for a good 45 minutes just shooting the breeze. I mean, we didn't talk MMA. We didn't talk nothing. You know, we just friends hanging out. And so, and that's what's fun about it.
Awesome.
Hey, did you just, oh, you commented on, oh, okay, never mind.
What?
Well, I thought Roosevelt commented on your, oh, Italy, well, hold on, Roosevelt did.
Yeah. Yeah, he told Roosevelt. Me happy birthday. I told him life is rough and then thanked him for the birthday wish.
Rough. Man, have you seen the picture going around from what it looked like at the joint Friday night?
No.
Yeah, there's a picture that's been posted, floating around Facebook, and I'm looking for it, and I'm going to repost it so you can see it, of just what that venue looked like Friday night. And I said it once, I'll say it again, I want to go announce a especially after seeing this picture, I want to go announce a show over at the joint.
Well, who do we need to get on the phone with? Who do we need to make a phone call to get you out there?
Well, I think they've got their own guy over there, and I don't want to take anybody else's gig. I'm just saying, you know, if they need a backup, if the regular guy can't make it, I would love to come over sometime.
I mean, I've taken somebody else's woman before. I mean, you can't sit around and wait forever. Make a phone call.
Yeah, but that, never mind. Never mind.
Giving so too much of, away here.
So speaking of women...
Yes.
So what do you got planned for your birthday, buddy?
Man, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I have had
your
know, people
blowing
I,
up.
I've had people I've taught in classes, you know, people I grew up with, people I've worked with. I've had all kinds of people who are wanting, you know, because they know I don't get out and do stuff, you know, mainly because of my kids and stuff like that, and they want to get me out, you know, and they want to do something. They want to get me out of the house. There's others who have ulterior motives, but, you know, I don't mind. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. As soon as I get off here, I'm going to jump in the shower, change clothes, and start texting some of these people back. So I know I can't meet a couple of my friends. I think Carrie and Cody... And hopefully Jeremy was out there with Carrie, his wife. They might have been all out there at Lost Beach drinking that bacon beer, but they're probably gone by now. So thanks for hanging around on my birthday. And, you know, so I don't know. There's something to do. I'll find something.
All right. Well, just, you know, have fun. You know, if it's raining, wear protection. Or you know what I mean.
Right, I always do.
All right. Keep the raincoat handy. Wow.
Get a pocket full of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Friends looking out for friends, man. That's all it is. No big deal.
That's what it is. Well, all right. What is this, babe? What is this hippo doing with this turtle? Never mind.
Wow.
It's a big turtle. I'll post a picture of it. You can see what I'm talking about. It's a baby hippo and a 103-year-old turtle. Wow.
Those things can live a long time.
Yes, they can. Man, have you heard the story? I was listening to the news about the monster crocs they've been pulling out of South Louisiana.
Yeah, dude. I've seen some of the guys on some of the Swamp People guys on Facebook putting pictures up about some of the ones that they've been snagging, and these things are ridiculous.
I mean, I was looking at one just last night, over 800 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a nice pair of boots.
Well, I tell you guys, Colonel Parker had posted a picture on his Facebook page about a week or so ago about some people that he knew down in Mississippi that caught some very big alligators. I mean, these things were huge. And he posted the picture on his Facebook page, so those alligators were big. I mean, big, big, big alligators. I've never seen alligators so big.
Now I'm going to mention this, and you're talking about crocs and gators. You would think, being college-educated type students, that people could tell the difference. And the reason I bring this up is, with it being college football season now, and I was happened to be reading through my Razorback 2013 football book that I get every year, and it made me think about Florida. And it was like 3 or 4 years ago, Florida put out their preseason football book that they put out, and whoever did the cover was not paying attention, and instead of having a gator on the cover, they put a crocodile. So I'm sitting there like, really? Can you not tell the difference between a gator and a croc? They're supposed to be college-educated kids, and that's their mascot. Come on.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, did you guys see that picture that I found of myself when I was like 17? Did you see that?
Who was that?
I saw that.
Dude, that was a baseball playing girl getting fool right there.
I saw that picture and I was like, hey, wow, it's one of the Hardy Boys or something.
Somebody said it looked like Slim Shady, but I think I look better than that. I noticed on my little hemp necklace that I was wearing, there was a girl's ring dangling off of that, and I could not tell you who that could have been.
Really?
Have no earthly idea.
All right, so that's how you're playing it. Okay. Close to the vest. I don't blame you.
I mean, I don't have a girlfriend. I just know a girl who would get really mad if she heard me say that.
Oh, okay. I'm looking for a picture.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that kind of looks like you, but that's Chaz Taylor back when he was a younger man.
Hey, did you see that little fact that I put on Facebook last night about Mother Goose?
I saw that.
Mother Goose's son-in-law was a dick. He hated the songs that she was real, you know? This was like back in, I don't know, 17, 19 or something like that. Mother Goose was a real lady. Her son-in-law couldn't stand the songs that she sang to his son, so he was a publisher, and he published her nursery rhymes to embarrass her.
And yet they turn out to be one of the most popular songs out there.
They are some of the best out there. That's what kids remember. That's what puts us to sleep at night and stuff like that. I mean, dad gum. But, yeah, joke's on that guy. What an idiot.
Oh, I thought that was WWE that was putting me to sleep at night. I'm sorry.
Hey, I found out another fact also. You know how everybody talks about the Cubs winning the World Series back in 1908?
Yeah.
They weren't even supposed to be in the World Series back in 1908. Do you know this story?
No.
Okay, they played the New York Giants for the pennant. And there was this guy, I can't remember his name, this guy for the Giants. The Giants should have won that game. The only reason why the Cubs ended up winning is because this guy, when he hit a home run, he forgot to hit second when he was rounding the bases. They took the run away from the guy. The Cubs end up winning the game.
Wow.
So that's what put the Cubs in the World Series. And, yeah, I never knew that in my whole life. I read a book last night. I sat down on the couch. I read a book called One Night Stands with American History.
Oh, American History. No, okay.
And it told, you know, it told actual stories. You know, it wasn't little one-liners like that. It told actual stories, you know, of things that happened and, you know, about presidents and stuff like that. I mean, it was so good. I thought, man, where has this book been? It's been in a bookshelf over here for 30 years, so I'm going to dig through that baby and find something else good. But I'm not going to be reading on my birthday night.
Oh, no. We hope not.
What it says tear here. Yeah. Yes. Saved by the phone.
Oh, you know how my phone operates. Jesus, people. I'm on the radio show. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Well, but hey, it's time to go home.
It is.
No wonder the phone's ringing.
Well, have a happy birthday, Clint, my friend.
Thank you. I will. As much trouble as I'm not going to get into anymore, I'm probably going to have a good birthday.
Well, we hope so.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to head to the house. On behalf of birthday boy Clint Davis, Granny Hulkster in the house.
Dawn.
Like, what's a cow doing out there? Hey, remind me at Christmas to play the Jacked Up Chipmunk Christmas song.
We'll do it.
They are classic. Anyway, Clint Davis, Granny Hulkster, yours truly, Greg Squirrel, in the house, saying go home, have a good night. Don't beat the dogs, don't beat the kids, don't beat the old lady, don't beat the old man. Just have a fun evening. And we will talk to you tomorrow right here at 4 o'clock, right here on The Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. See ya! Any more birthdays? Any more birthdays? Any more birthdays?